7, the City of Cape Town has announced it will be hosting a 3-day traffic fine roadshow at the Civic Centre in Cape Town, and the roadshow is set to take place from Wednesday, November the 30th until Friday, December the 2nd, and members of the public will have access to resolve outstanding fines and or summonses and warrants, which include a number of things. Alderman J.P. Smith, Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security at the City of Cape Town, with us on the line. J.P., very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Morning, sir. Thank you very much.
JP, I always say, we have the roadshow, and it's a fantastic idea to put people's mind at ease so, you know, they can clear up everything on their name before they take the long road and before they sort of venture around during the festive period, because we're going to have roadblocks. You're going to be, saddled up with being in a roadblock, and it is essential for us to have these roadblocks. But I also say people should not come to the roadshow with certain expectations. What can people expect then at the roadshow?
It's probably good to discuss expectation management, because almost certainly people come with the idea that all their fines will be removed. The roadshow has become a bit of a tradition in the city. It was done by officials 1 year in an attempt to start clearing the backlogs of warrants. A traffic fine is an admission of guilt fine. You pay the fine in order to admit guilt so that you don't have to appear in court. If you don't pay the fine, you're required to appear in court. If you don't appear in court, the court issues a warrant of arrest for you for contempt of court, which requires the traffic department, Metro Police, law enforcement, etc., to find you and bring you to that court, arrest you and bring you to the court so that the court may then engage you on the subject. And obviously, we're keen to avoid that scenario. A person who does that, by the way, in English is called a scofflaw. It's a term I discovered a few years ago. And it's the scofflaws we're particularly trying to reduce, because you issue fines to change people's behavior, and people pay the fines to change their behavior. If they don't, quite possibly they're not learning to adapt their behavior accordingly, and the reckless and dangerous driving carries on, which kills many, many, many thousands of people too much over our roads every year. So at this roadshow, people are then able to come and settle their fines, check if they have outstanding warrants, and because all the prosecutors from the different courts are there, make representation on their fines, then the prosecutor has the legal power to use their discretion and their judgment to consider the representation made and either to reduce or withdraw the notice.
There's also an opportunity for people to remove administration marks against their name with the NATO system, because obviously you can't renew your motor vehicle license if you have that mark against your name.
Yes, so the drivers and motor vehicle licenses, we apply the administrative mark on eNATIS, which then prevents you from transacting with the system and doing anything else, including transfer, etc. And that is necessary, because we can't very well say, well, you're a person in good standing, carry on transacting us. We're just going to pretend we are not aware of all this other stuff you're doing. So it is something we need to deal with. So absolutely, you can come and remove the admin mark. I think most people come for the opportunity to make representation at one single convenient location to have those fines reconsidered by the public prosecutor. We're not heartless. We understand times are tough. It has really been difficult in our country. People are struggling. Expenses are extreme. I see it with everybody and everywhere I go. And so if you can make a meaningful argument for why you're unable to meet that expense, the public prosecutor may consider reducing the situation, or if the fine was inappropriately issued in the judgment of that prosecutor, they can withdraw it. So that will start from Wednesday, run through to Friday, from 8 in the morning, I think 8:30, I'm not sure, until 2. And we will have a system in place for people who may be in the queue on Monday and don't get through in time to be able to be first in line the next day. And it is the intention to start doing these roadshows throughout the city from next year at convenient locations for people in different parts of the city so that everybody has ease of access.
A number of people act as proxy when it comes to, company vehicles, and a number of people are held accountable because their names are on the proxy. Will there be an opportunity for, such people to make representation at the roadshow?
Absolutely. Proxy fine holders are like everybody else. The only problem is, or their big challenge is, that they are responsible for what everybody else does in the vehicle fleet registered to that company. They are the ones who are on the receiving end of all the warrants that are generated. So the proxy holder's responsibility is to redirect those, by the way. When the notice gets served, originally the fine on the person responsible for that company's fleet, or the so-called proxy, that person must then fill in the notice. There's a section on the notice which allows you to say, I was not the driver at the time. This company vehicle was driven by X person, and we then redirect the notice to that person based on the proxy's indication. They usually use big companies to do this, but some of the smaller businesses, I understand, they get stuck with these challenges. That obviously also goes for public transport operators. So we are keen at this stage of the year to try and help everybody clear the decks.
26 minutes past 9 o'clock, chatting this morning to JP Smith, Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security of Cape Town. And we are talking about the roadshow, the traffic fine roadshow taking place from Wednesday the 30th of November till the 2nd of December. And this is at the Civic Center and, of course, Cape Town Civic Center. And there's an opportunity for you to deal with all fine-related inquiries, apply for a reduction of traffic fines issued by the City of Cape Town. Also, very importantly, to pay your outstanding fines, inquire about warrants, and remove administration marks. Just over the weekend, it's been a very, very busy weekend in terms of traffic in and around Cape Town. Obviously, payday weekend and Black Friday weekend. What are the cautions we would like to issue to people as we head through to December the 16th and into the festive season, JP?
So I think the easiest word always to answer that question with is alcohol. It is the common denominator in so many of our woes and problems. And I think the easiest thing I can ask everybody is to leave the alcohol at home. If you go to the beach, don't take alcohol with. Don't drink at the beach. It is the cause of drownings and conflicts and all kinds of problems to drunk pedestrians, drunk motorists. If you're driving, don't drink. Don't drink before you drive. Don't drink while you drive. Don't have drunk passengers consuming alcohol in your vehicle. That's also an offense. These are the nature of many of the most serious and horrible accidents that we see when I go out with the fire department or the paramedics. Some of the most horrific accidents you see, with many lives lost and a whole vehicle full of people now deceased in a horrible accident. Then the vehicle is scattered or littered with liquor bottles. Open persons were possibly drinking while they were driving. It will be the source of much heartache and misery for people over this time. And we'd like to keep this festive, not tragic. So the easiest thing to avoid much of the pain is leave the alcohol at home and then obey those basic rules. Put on the safety belts. It's the difference between surviving an accident and not doing so. Don't use your cell phone while you drive. Distracted driving being as dangerous or more dangerous than drunk driving. And keep your following distances. Check your vehicles. You're going long distance. Make sure there's fuel in your vehicle. If you're traveling on the freeways, many of the breakdowns we find on the N2 and the R300 are, in fact, vehicles getting stuck without fuel. That's just an indication of people's pockets and how they're struggling and how expensive fuel has become, I suspect.
We've got the new highway patrols out on the roads. That has come into effect a couple of weeks ago. That seemingly is very, very well received on the roads and has made a positive impact on the roads.
Absolutely. I think that there was an absence of visible enforcement. People were left and are still left. I mean, there's still not enough of those traffic officers on the freeways. But that was stage one of that intervention. There are more to come, but definitely in the past, I think especially at night, but even during peak hour and otherwise, there is just a sense that there is lawlessness and chaos on the roads, people doing as they please, especially on your major roads. And because speeds are higher on the freeways and major roads, the accidents are worse. So it is an intervention which we have long been shaping up to do, and I'm very grateful that we got the budget now to be able to deliver on it. And there are further officers and resources coming that will expand that unit so that we have more 24-hour presence at night. And they're helping more than they're enforcing when there are breakdowns and people at the side of the road with challenges. I am getting many pics, WhatsApp messages and others from people saying, thank you, your guys assisted me here. Please can you thank this officer for the help? I was so scared when I broke down there. The officer standing down next to me made all the difference until my family could come and help.
JP Smith, Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security at the City of Cape